Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, while Boston's biotech landscape may be evolving, Massachusetts-based pharmaceutical companies also continue to create life-changing treatments to this day. Earlier this month, Boston-based Vertex received FDA approval for Incivic, a new drug treatment for hepatitis C. More than 3 million Americans suffer from hepatitis C. And so now we've got the story of how one Pittsfield firefighter succumbed to this virus 3 decades after contracting it.
Thomas G. Lange, known by his nickname Todd, took his work as a first responder very seriously. Acting Pittsfield Fire Chief Robert Cherwinski says Lange was the kind of colleague you could depend upon during a difficult and dangerous call.
The kind of guy you knew when you went into a fire, he was going to back you up or you would be right on his coattail. He wouldn't take you any place that he didn't feel was safe for you to go.
And just as he took care of his fellow firefighters, Todd Lange did everything he could to save the people affected by fires.
When responding to a call in 1978, Lange performed mouth-to-mouth resuscitation on a person who was having trouble breathing. Lange then helped transport the ailing patient to Berkshire Medical Center. The emergency responders were greeted with disturbing news. Again, Chief Cherwinski.
This person at the hospital knew the condition of this patient, turned right around and said, this guy has hepatitis, and if he were exposed, I believe the story was that he was doing mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and the guy vomited right back into Todd's face. And so there was a good chance that, you know, he might have picked up that disease from him.
20 years later, in 1998, Lange started to show symptoms of hepatitis C. And in February 2010, he was diagnosed with late-stage liver cancer. Early last week, Todd Lange died, 33 years after helping save another man's life. Chief Cherwinski says emergency response guidelines have changed enormously since 1978.
I was even a volunteer firefighter back then. We went in, our hands got bloody. You know, we gave mouth-to-mouth to people. We did all kinds of things that we wouldn't even dream about doing today. And unfortunately, Todd pays that price.
Firefighter deaths as a result of on-duty exposure to blood-borne illnesses do remain extremely rare. The United States Fire Administration reports that only 9 firefighters have died from blood-borne diseases, but 3 of them were from Massachusetts. That's out of 25,000 fire departments reporting.
And while Todd Lange died after he retired, he's still considered to have died in the line of duty. A funeral was held a week ago with firefighters from across the region attending. Again, Chief Cherwinski.
He deserves all the recognition he can, and people should learn by his death, as we do with any firefighter death. We should learn from that and go on and teach that to other people, what to do, how to change your life to, you know, so that you go home after every call.
That's Acting Pittsfield Fire Chief Robert Cherwinski recalling firefighter Thomas Todd Lange, who died recently. He's survived by his wife, parents, 2 sons, and grandchildren.
And still to come on our program, was it a gang war or just a day at the beach? We'll dig into what actually happened on Carson Beach yesterday. Also, $3,000 for a Bruins ticket. We'll visit with Bruins fans who spent the night on the streets to be first in line for Stanley Cup tickets. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.